Today's chaplain is Senator Kubley.
Morning. I think we have more people in the retiring room, but I had one of the roles, and they're good. I recommend them. Shall we pray? Creator God and indwelling Spirit, in a year like this, we have an overwhelming need for your gift of forgiveness, not only for those who oppose us, but also for those who have often supported us and even for ourselves. Help us to see that even though it may not be humanly possible for us to forgive and forget, we can still take that thing done to us or by us and tie it to a point in time. And as we move on from there, we no longer allow it to interfere with our relationships with one another. We think we should be able to forgive and forget because that's the way you forgive, Lord. But help us today to remember that we are not you. We are only called to reflect your ways. And so as we struggle with seeing through those things that need forgiveness in others and even in ourselves, O God, we ask that you remind us to attempt to understand another's motives. And maybe we will be able to see that in understanding one another, we cannot help but love the other, even as you do, in your strong name. Amen.
Thank you. Nice message. Hope they listen to some of that stuff. Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzel, Bonhoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Dahl, Day, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson, Ropes, Fischbach, Phoebe, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Coring, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Hua, Murphy, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Ortman, Pappas, Parisot, Pogemiller, Pretner Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vanderveer, Vickerman, Wieger.
Quorum is present. Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the adoption by the House of the following Senate Concurrent Resolution. Herewith returned, Senate Concurrent Resolution number 7 relating to adjournment for more than 3 days, signed Elbin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House. And, Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the adoption by the House of the following Senate Concurrent Resolution herewith returned as amended by the House, in which the amendments, the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate Concurrent Resolution number 6, a concurrent resolution adopting permanent joint rules of the Senate and House of Representatives. Senate Concurrent Resolution number 6 is herewith returned to the Senate, signed Elbin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Concurrent Resolution number 6 be laid on the table.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails.
And, Mr. President, I have the honor to announce passage by the House of the following Senate files herewith returned. Senate file number 95 and Senate file 832, signed Elbin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House. Then we have...
Reports of committees. There's one to be read at the desk.
Senator Scheid from the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection, to which was referred Senate File 518, a bill for an act relating to commerce, regulating debt management and debt settlement services, reports the same back with the recommendation that the bill be amended, and when so amended, the bill do pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move that committee report read. Are there any printed? So just the committee report just read be adopted.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. The next order of business is introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They are printed on today's agenda. Without objection, first reading of Senate bills. The next order of business is motions and resolutions. There are four authors' motions. Without objection, we'll take them as one motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. And there's a motion to be Senator Wieger. Do you have a motion to make?
Thank you. Mr. President, I move that Senate File 18, number 2 on general orders, be stricken and re-referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration.
Okay. We're asking now, I guess, for just a 6 or 7 word explanation. And
Mr. President, it's a resolution addressing prisoners of war.
Okay, that's good. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Is that everything? Senator Pogermiller.
Mr. President, I move a recess to the call of the chair, and I believe the only remaining work today will be a committee report or two. Okay. And it'll just be to process that paper. I don't believe the House is going to be sending us anything today. So.
Okay.
And depending on the schedule, the Finance Committee is the key one. It's meeting right now. So. But there's a funeral this morning, Mr. President, so it may be early afternoon. If the Finance Committee moves relatively quickly, it could be right away this morning, but otherwise it'll be early this afternoon.
Okay. So, on Senator Pogermiller's motion to recess, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. The Senate stands in recess. Senate will come to order. Senator Pogermiller.
Mr. President, is there any reports on the desk?
There's a report at the desk. There's an addendum on your desk. And the reports are in the addendum.
Mr. President, then I would move the adoption of the reports and the addendum.
Discussion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails.
Aye.
Second reading. And they're in the addendum. Pardon? Oh, okay. Second reading. Without objection, second reading of Senate bills. Announcements of
no other work. No other work.
No other work. Before, without objection, M. Olson will be excused from today's session. Senator Gimsey from today's session. Sharon, Latz, Rosen, Tomasoni all day. Without objection. Senator Hand. And Senator Ortman all day.
Okay,
Senator Tomasoni. Senator Pogermiller.
Mr. President, if there's no other work, I would move the Senate adjourn until Monday, April 6th, 11 a.m.
On the motion to adjourn, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.